Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's me. That's what they call me around here. And rightfully so. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for being here. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is a 1997 model, Brain Trust member, an original founding, she may not know this, but she is the original now. She's the original Brain Trust member for the longest standing Brain Trust member. We got her right out of elementary school, and she's been with us now for over 18 years. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I love telling people what I truly believe, and that's that pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. She's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be here. 1997 model.
How about
that?
You and Wally, you and Wally Bach are my only 97 models left.
What? Are we dying off?
Everybody else has died. That's the truth. Everybody else has died. No. It's a great honor for me to continue to have you on the show, and we appreciate you because we know all the great things you do, folks. I admire a lot of people in the world, but none more than Karen Kerrigan and the work that she does. Karen, one of the things that you've been working hard on is this crowdfunding project. Talk to the audience about what's been going on.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, we were very instrumental, actually, two of our members, in developing the framework for the to make equity and debt-based crowdfunding legal.
Right.
And in 2012, President Obama signed the Jobs Act, the Jumpstart Our Business Startup Act, and it's taken, several years up from 2012 to now, 2016, to actually implement all aspects
right.
of the Jobs Act.
The lending part got done quicker and has become very robust. The equity side has taken longer because of the SEC, and it's had to deal with 80 years of security laws.
That's right. That's right. And actually, the allowing accredited investors to do online crowdfunding,
right.
that came on the market sooner, too, which has been pretty robust and actually has been successful. But the one that kicked in on May 16th was Title III crowdfunding, which
right.
means that anyone can invest in a startup or a small business using SEC-regulated platforms. So we marked that day on Capitol Hill, at the U.S. Capitol, by having a celebration, but also a crowdfunding technology showcase, where we had 30 technology companies that were demoing their different technologies that really are going to make this whole space very transparent.
Can you give us a quick tour through one of them? An example of what one of the platforms looked like?
Yeah, well, actually, they're the platforms themselves, which were, NextSeed and some others, which actually showed lawmakers and their staff and the SEC, you know, when an issuer or an investor comes to these sites, this is what they will experience.
Right.
The other technologies were actually some of the tools, the plugins that entrepreneurs can use to comply with SEC regulations. For example, before you even start to do a crowdfund, you have to file what's called a CF.
People need to realize that if you're going to go for equity funding, it's not just about cashing the check. There's a lot of stuff that goes with it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so the technologies are making it more efficient, making it easier for entrepreneurs,
right.
To use equity crowdfunding. But yeah, there's a lot of checks, and there's a lot that entrepreneurs have to do to comply with SEC rules. So these technologies make it easier to do that. But still, even if you're an entrepreneur, it's going to be very difficult to raise capital on platforms. You've got to show
yep.
that you are a healthy business.
You've got to have financials that people can believe in.
Absolutely.
And you got to have the same motivations in terms of exiting the company as your investors do.
That's right. So,
is there a report on your website where on this where people can go and look at?
Yeah, actually, there's a few things posted on the website, sbecouncil.org, that outlines sort of what happened that day. It was a great event. We had people from the White House. We had a great panel. We had a celebration. We gave awards to members on both sides of the aisle. And you know, Jim, there was an interesting report that was put out by Loca Desking this week that showed that just 1 week in terms of having a Title III crowdfunding, that 32 companies are already raising money now. It's actually doing what we thought it was going to do.
And folks, nobody worked harder. Nobody had more vision about this. Nobody worked harder in making this a reality than our hero, Karen Kerrigan, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, I'm very proud of you. I continue to be proud of you for that.
Thank you, Jim.
SBECouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen, a great site. Go there and check it out. You will thank me later. We come back, we're going to talk about regulations, smarter ways to do regulations. We need some of that, don't we? I want a dose of that.
You marry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.